America's top diplomat presents the evidence on Lisa Brady, Fox News. He laid out a growing Russian threat against Ukraine to the UN.
I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the United Nations Security Council Russian troops are not moving away from Ukraine's border and military assets remain in place for a massive assault.
We believe these targets include Russia's capital, Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a city of 2.8 million people.
President Biden told reporters the risk of a Russian invasion is very high. Russia has denied it has plans to invade Ukraine, but is looking for security assurances from the U.S. and NATO allies.
Fox's Jared Halpern. While the U.S. and NATO appeal for a diplomatic solution, there's fighting in eastern Ukraine with competing reports about what's happening. Fox's Simon Owen has more live from London.
Lisa, Ukraine says rebels backed by Russia fired shells into a kindergarten this morning, blowing a hole in the building's wall and forcing children to seek shelter in the cellar. But the rebels are making accusations of their own, saying Ukrainian forces open fire on their territory. The US has claimed Russia may be planning to stage an escalation in eastern Ukraine's long-running conflict to justify a larger assault. Russia levels the same accusation at Ukraine. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. President Biden just wrapping up remarks in Ohio, focusing on infrastructure.
We're reinvesting in our economy and in our people, reclaiming our leadership and creating millions of jobs for building a better America.
The president announcing a $1 billion investment in Great Lakes restoration, accelerating cleanup of sites across six states, but he's heading back to Washington sooner than planned because of the Ukraine situation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More testimony from former officers accused of failing to help George Floyd at the federal trial over his death.
Former Minneapolis police officer J. Alexander King tells jurors that he did what he was trained to do, deferring to his superior Derek Chauvin during George Floyd's arrest in 2020, that he was concerned about officers' inability to stop Floyd as he resisted arrest. Former officer Tu Tao also testified this week that his role in Floyd's arrest was to control traffic and onlookers, that he relied on fellow officers to care for Floyd's medical needs. The two former officers, along with Thomas Lane, have pled not guilty to federal charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The former officers still face a separate trial in state court where Chauvin was already convicted of murder. An execution in Oklahoma, the state's fourth since October. 35-year-old Gilbert Postel receiving a lethal injection this morning for his role in a quadruple killing in 2005. Defense attorneys had argued he was learning disabled, abandoned by his mother at a young age, and suffered from years of meth use that started in childhood. A woman in Florida is accused of using pandemic relief money to hire a hitman.
Jasmine Martinez is accused of hiring a hitman to kill a TSA employee who dated her ex-boyfriend and paying the gunman with money from a federal PPP loan. The gunman reportedly shot and killed LaShante Jones, wounding her three-year-old son in a broad daylight attack outside her Miami apartment in May of last year. According to the arrest warrant. Martinez withdrew around $10,000 in the days before the shooting after receiving a $15,000 loan from the federal government to help her single-employee beauty salon. Also arrested, the gunmen, Javon Carter and Ramil Robinson, the man who arranged the hit. Attorneys for Martinez and Robinson say their clients had no part in plotting the killing.
Fox's CJ Papa. The Dow's down 381. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.